Welcome to Hank's Place. In chapter 1 of John's Gospel, John records the first followers of Jesus. It seems that they had been disciples of John the Baptist, and they were with the Baptist when Jesus was passing by. When John the Baptist saw Jesus, he prophesied, "Look, there's God's sacrificial lamb." And those two disciples heard him. One is identified as Andrew, and the other was likely the John who wrote this gospel. Well, Andrew and John immediately left the Baptist and began to follow a short distance behind Jesus. Now, this gets interesting. Jesus saw they were following him and asked, "What do you want?" They responded, "Rabbi, where are you staying?" That seems such an odd response, doesn't it? Jesus' question makes sense, and likely you've asked the same question of others many times. One commentator suggests that perhaps Jesus asked the question to find out if they were motivated by mere curiosity or by a real desire to know him. In verse 39, Jesus answered, "Come and see for yourselves." So they went with him and saw where he was staying. And since it was late in the afternoon, the scripture says they spent the rest of the day with Jesus. This is the first recorded saying of Jesus in the Gospels. Jesus invited John and Andrew to become an intimate part of his life. It's a very good question for all of us followers of Jesus to ask ourselves. What do we want in following Jesus? Do we want something only for ourselves? Do we want a ministry, a miracle, a pile of money, answers to prayer? Or do we simply want to be with him? Their answer, "Where are you staying?" shows that they were seeking only him. How do I know? Well, the word used for staying is the same word that's translated abide in John 15, where Jesus describes himself as the vine and we are the branches. It refers to a life union. To be joined to Jesus, the living vine, is to truly be alive. Jesus wants everyone to come and discover where he abides. He abides in life union with his Father. We know that because he told the nasty Pharisees to believe in him, or at least believe in the miracles he did, so that they, quote, may know and understand that the Father is in me and I in the Father. A life union, John 10:38. Oh, what a marvelous expression of only one facet of the grace of God. Jesus, from the beginning, inviting those who would follow him to become intimately joined with him in a life union. And not only that, joined also in life union with the Father. Oh, look, there's Jesus now. Let's follow him. Let's abide in him and come alive.